Does this sound like Craig?
You've got to keep practicing.
Sabati was told.
That's your reset word.
Somebody, okay, I got it. I'm ready to be cracked.
Your sound's very...
it's always Italian for me.
I am very bad at accents.
Your
I just commit to voices.
What is the song in Beetlejuice? I believe you.
Come, Mr. Tallyman.
That's what your sound's like.
I'm good at voices.
You're good at voices.
This is crack. I'm not giving up.
That sounds like just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can only shower for 5 minutes.
It is not
Did you hear that about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Wait, no. That's a real thing?
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't let his children shower for more than 5 minutes because of what they could be doing in there.
So he would turn off the water heater after 5 minutes.
Wow. See, I thought you were going to say like, oh, because he was governor of California and he was conserving water.
Because of the droughts. That's what I thought, too.
Nope. Everything's terrible.
Touching yourself.
Don't you dare.
touch yourself.
No, diddly darling.
No Schwarzenegger in yourself.
I named it after me, so it'd be weird for you.
That's awesome. That's it. We're done. We're done here. We did it. We got another stream set up.
Yes,
is that Blues Cruise? Blues?
That's Blues Clues.
That's just
a trumpet. No. Look.
That's just a regular.
I thought that was like, there's a clue.
Called, like,
there's a
fanfare.
Clue.
No, I think I know what you're doing. You're going, is that what you were doing?
No, I was going,
no, that's a trumpet. Yeah.
That's just fanfare.
I was trying to help you.
This is important.
It has been 3 weeks since we streamed together last because of the holiday.
Family's important,
guys. We had
to
spend time with friends and family.
I had to take time off with my loved ones.
How was your break? What did you do? It was really good.
I went down to Kentucky. My fiance's family lives down there, so I got to spend time with them. It's my first Christmas away from home, which was a little different, but it was good. It's good. Overall good. Yeah.
Rating good.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Would do it again in 2 years.
2 years?
Oh, well, because next year we'll be with my
team.
Yeah.
That's what
I got
do.
It. Yeah. I went to Maryland because that's where my parents live and where I'm from. And it was very chill because my mom's Catholic, but my dad's Jewish.
Oh, wow.
So normally we celebrate with my mom's family on Christmas Eve and then we just watch movies on Christmas Day. And this year we didn't even do that. We just chilled out.
That's awesome. So, nothing like chilling.
That's literally all I did was chill. I chilled here. My family's all the way in Arizona. And I just, after the semester ended and after I was on break from work, I was like, okay, I'm just going to hibernate. And so all I did was hibernate. I pulled my back out, or I have a weird back thing. It's better now.
Oh, good.
So I mostly just was, that was my excuse to play so much God of War. I'm like, I'm not even like close to being done. It's like the longest game. Have you played it?
Oh, yeah. I started it when I wanted to learn how to be a good father.
Yeah.
And then I had a baby and I haven't finished.
Oh, man. Yeah. You probably picked up a lot of bad habits. Kratos is sometimes good, sometimes bad. But
wait, oh, no. I didn't get to the bad part.
Wow. Pat, you're a terrible father
now.
No.
I thought I was doing such a good job.
Happy New Year.
What a sad realization.
I mean, he just needs to be nicer. Every time he's mean to Atreus, I'm just like, how dare you? I get so heated.
But funny. In Craig's, Freudian slip. In Kratos' defense, the son is kind of a little dick sometimes.
I mean,
I'm not sure you're allowed to be bad to your children because they're kind of a dick.
He's a child and he's what, 11? And they're like, okay, son, I need you to stab this man in the neck. Boy, get this
stab.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, I mean, I upgraded his skill tree before mine. So
he's a good parent.
I am a good parent. And he has really good clothes, you guys.
He's dressed appropriately for the weather and everything.
Yes.
Well, I just played with a baby for 2 weeks.
That's great.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I was a solo dad. At first, I was calling myself a single dad, and my wife got really offended.
Yeah.
Because she had to work, and I was home, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I was solo dad for several days.
Solo dad.
Solo dadding. It was very fun.
That also sounds better because it also sounds like you're a smuggler.
Oh, yeah.
Solo? Like,
Han Solo dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I am a terrible father. No, look up to his kids.
Oh, true, true, true. Spoiler alert.
Han Solo has children. Spoilers.
Did we talk about Solo?
I haven't seen it.
I loved it.
You did?
I don't know why it got such a bad
rap.
It was a good movie. It was exciting and fun. I mean, the kid playing Han Solo is no Harrison Ford, but who cares? It was a great movie. Donald Glover kills it.
I mean, I had no doubt.
So many big laugh lines and stuff. I thought it was a very fun, you know, turn your mind off and escape into space kind of movie.
It's a fun romp.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't go into movies expecting what they actually are. Mm-hmm. Like, if people came out of Snakes on a Plane mad, I don't understand.
I was so satisfied by Snakes on a Plane.
Right? Because you know,
I was in college and my college friends and I were like, cool, let's go to an 11 p.m. movie that's literally just Samuel L. Jackson fighting snakes on a plane. In fact, sometimes we were like, why is there so much plot in here?
Yeah, give me more snakes.
Just let him punch a snake.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
Yeah. Like, I was one of my few friends that liked the movie Sucker Punch.
Oh, I like Sucker Punch.
Yeah, because I went into it just going like, I'm going to just have a dumb, fun amount of action time. And that's exactly what it was.
I respect that, but that one I have a lot of angry feminist feelings about. So
I watched it basically like with just like costumes, pretty, weird light, costumes. That's how I watched that movie.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it.
It's not great.
It seems like a mixed review, although.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt like when I watched it's Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
We watched that.
Hitman's Bodyguard. I was like, this isn't going to be good. And then I turned it on and it wasn't.
It was delightful. It was so bad.
I think I've forgotten every scene, but I do know I watched it.
I just remember him setting flowers across the way for his wife, who is Selma Hayek, to see the flowers because she was in jail. So I was like, okay. All right. What a tender, weird moment.
The whole movie is pretty weird.
Yeah, but I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't dislike it. I just was like, eh,
this happened
good
to
times.
Me.
Let's keep reviewing movies we were kind of okay with.
Yeah,
sure. Nothing that we loved or hated. Just things that we were like, yeah, that was fine.
Okay.
What Dreams
the Rock?
May Come.
What? No.
Oh,
I love that movie. Really? Is that a real review?
Just okay.
Oh man,
it broke my heart.
I cried so hard.
Just because you cried doesn't mean it's good.
I mean, fair.
If
that's
it gets
me,
an emotional
cry
emotion
a lot.
Out of me. I feel like it's good.
Not necessarily true for me. Sometimes it's just like musical score in the background of a thing will make me tear up.
Yeah.
I was on a plane and I cried during Pitch Perfect twice. So I don't think that really stands the test.
I will say, too, since becoming a father, I cry during almost every movie.
I don't
My
cry
dad
during,
does that, too.
Yeah, I don't cry during
If you have a young
parts.
Female protagonist, I'm tears are coming down my face. And can't watch Moana. I can't do it.
Okay, but if you can watch Moana and not cry, I don't know if you're human.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to cry now.
Oh,
I love
good.
That movie. We listened to the soundtrack.
What Dreams May Come?
Moana.
It's
beautiful
Moana. Moving on. Yeah.
My wife is like, we're going to be sick of the soundtrack by the time she knows what it is, and then she's going to want to listen to it. I'm like, we'll never get sick of this soundtrack.
I love that movie. I listen to the main song a lot. When I was describing the plot, like when it first came out, I was describing the plot to like my comedy sports team. And I was weeping, describing like Moana. So
that's how I feel. I can't talk about the ending to Homeward Bound without crying.
Oh.
I literally cannot describe the
so
ending
good.
Of that movie to someone without bursting into tears.
Wait, what happens?
I don't
to
remember.
The
I don't want you to cry.
Why would you do
Spoiler
this to
alert.
I don't remember, and I don't want you to cry.
They just get home.
Yeah.
Right?
But like,
they were bound for
it.
Yeah, it's so touching.
If you haven't seen Homeward Bound, they're coming out with a new movie that's pretty much just Homeward Bound.
There's a Homeward Bound 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this should just be called Homeward Bound 3, the one that was in
the
Enter the Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah.
The Homebounding.
So, I'm not a proud of it, but I definitely cried during that trailer.
Oh, I'm not saying I didn't either, but again, that
what
doesn't
was,
mean it's a good movie.
It was like, it was one of those trailers that was just like, here's the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just like, get the fuck away from
me,
dog.
Now
it's like a really long title,
Now that
too.
I'm an adult, I know to not watch any movie that's like about an animal trying to get to its owner. Because it doesn't have to be good. It's going to make me cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Homeward Bound, I like just thinking about Shadow. Like,
I can't.
Sassy Shadow.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Sassy.
I can't. What was the other one?
Chance.
Chance.
Chance. Yeah. I was going to say Bandit.
And the Chance, pop. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. This came up in the chat, and I have to reference it. Face Off. Love that movie.
Oh, man.
Movie.
Never
terrible.
Seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen it all the way
John
through.
John Woo at his wooiest. It is, though. It's like there's pigeons everywhere. Well, I guess doves.
Doves.
Doves everywhere flying around.
Oh, to be fair.
Overacting like crazy. It's wonderful.
Nicolas Cage has a weird like mutant superpower of making a movie enjoyable even when the movie is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I disagree. Wicker Man.
That's a terrible movie and I love it.
I don't think
I haven't seen it.
It's so bad.
I only know the Bee's quote, which I love.
Yeah, like it's not a good movie. There's a perfect YouTube video though that just like cuts the most ridiculous scenes so you don't have to watch any of the boring parts. So it's just him like in a bear costume punching a woman in the face. Or like, how to get burned.
Wait, did you see Mandy?
No.
I hear it's great.
It's so good.
Oh, really?
It's so horribly good. But like that's a movie that I think it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours long that could easily be like an incredible movie if it was just 1 hour.
They but just kept going.
It is Nicolas Cage at his
cagiest. Yeah,
cagiest.
That's what I'm saying. His cagiest.
Yeah.
Well. Now that we've gotten all of that important conversation out of the way, you guys think we should do a recap of what happened last time?
Recap!
Guys, is that our thing? Yeah. Are we going to be doing that?
I like it. I think so.
I wrote down exactly 3 notes last session.
Okay.
They were bought lush flower sucker, Alia, very flirt withable. Stole a flower that was a pretty color. Those are my notes. A
lot of flower-oriented memories there.
We met a gazelle
named
Gary.
We did.
Okay, hold on.
A gazelle named Gary?
Let's start at the beginning and work through this. We're hitting the highlights out of order. It's like watching SportsCenter.
Those were just my 3 notes.
Topical.
Thank you. Is that still on? Is that still a thing? I don't know. I don't have cable.
The Bears missed the field goal. Let's go back to the rest of the game.
Yeah, they definitely put the games out of order. Okay, so what happened at the beginning?
We got, when we arrived, we got a stern talking to from a...
Cobalt. Captain Keaton.
Keaton, mm-hmm. Yes.
Scale light.
Yes.
Because everyone in the guards higher up, I guess, are named after Batman actors.
Yeah. Wait, is that true?
No, not on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Cal Wilmer and Keaton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Definitely on purpose, I mean.
Next up will be, what's his face?
Adrian East.
Yeah. And then
Clorge Juni.
Yeah, that's George Clooney who I was thinking of. Yeah.
Clorge Juni.
Gentle and Craig were sick.
We were real sick.
We were very, very sick.
We were dying.
Yes.
Yeah, my rocks were falling off.
Mm-hmm. And because they were sick, we were offered a team building sick day. It's kind of what I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
accurate.
To find the cure, which was lion's mane.
Aha, notes.
Take that.
Which is not actually the mane of a lion, but is a fungus plant thing.
Absolutely.
Wow, you guys remember everything.
I watched
notes,
the stream.
Baby.
We went to the Cypress, who is the owner of the Everlasting Bloom, who is like an apothecary kind of place that they said he might have it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And he was played by Pauly Shore.
And that's where we met the gazelle.
Yep. The guy from Gary. Movie.
Yeah. I like how he was played by Pauly Shore, but it was just Patrick playing Pauly Shore. It was a good impression,
it was
too.
With this intonation.
I watched Totally Pauly before coming over.
Yeah. Gary was a gazelle who is his best friend, who was more into crime dramas than sci-fi. And I still can't get over that we were in that shop for like 10 minutes before any of us noticed a straight up gazelle just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Cypress didn't have it, but he knew someone that did, Alia,
mm-hmm.
The Ironborn District at 433 Shimmer Lane Way.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, I have that too. Just kidding. Yeah.
And or he also said, was he the one that told us it also grows outside of the walls?
He gave you the choice. You could go visit Alia and she might be able to hook you up in some way, but you'd have to do something for her in exchange. Or you could go out beyond the walls yourself and fetch it.
Yeah.
You chose to meet with Alia.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, we all got drugs.
Oh, yeah, you bought one.
Oh, gosh. The whole time.
Which I can't remember. Is lush flower legal?
No, it's borderline. Like, you know, it's legal in the state, but maybe not federally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was like super open
if
about
you get,
it.
If you get a card from like your pediatrician.
Your pediatrician. Lower...
Wait, what?
Your child doctor. Never let Carlos babysit. Yeah, oh not allowed.
Yo. Just be cool.
Yeah,
you
be
go
cool.
in there, say you got a tummy ache. Your tummy. Stupid. Your tummy.
She's like, da, 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 da. That's all she says right now.
Listen, just repeat after me. Anxiety.
You saw some shit, okay?
Glaucoma.
Oh, woof.
But yes, you bought a lot of lush flowers.
Well, he bought a lot of lush flowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Squeegee did.
A dragon scales worth.
A dragon scales worth.
Craig.
Yeah. I love how we spent time trying to figure out, like, the drug weight.
I think it was very important world building.
I think so. I feel like we coined it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
A dragon scale? That's awesome.
Yeah. Squeegee in 10 years is just going to be a kingpin.
Yeah, seriously. Sitting on his mountain of money.
Yeah.
Craig and Zipper instantly put that candy in their mouth because they didn't know.
Yep.
Yep.
They thought it was just going to be a delicious adventure, and it was.
Mm-hmm. It made the world taste brighter.
Yes.
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 That was the thing.
Through our nose.
Mm-hmm.
Gentle spent a nice chunk of time being the only non-high member of the team.
Mm, which is always fun.
Yeah. They were just like, someone should pay attention. I guess it's me.
That was on your way to Alia.
Yeah.
In the Iron Bane district. Ironborn, excuse me.
It was a very rich part of town.
Yes, it's where the people who own the mining facilities live.
Okay.
And Alia herself seems to be very showy with her money, which is something that is uncommon within the kingdom. Humility is greatly rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
She is also probably a kingpin, mm-hmm. but like a hottie.
Yeah. I was picturing her to be super hot. You were picturing her to be super hot.
Immediately.
Yeah. Therefore. Therefore, we're all aligned right away.
It made it into one of three notes, was that she was hot.
This was the rich lady? The...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. She's super hot. I was picturing the old woman from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No?
Well, okay, sure. But
we all
think she's super hot. Yeah.
I mean, Carlos, I'm not here to judge what you think is hot.
Whatever in your mind, she was hot.
Eartha Kitt. Also in Batman.
Oh!
Wow.
We're only having Batman.
Definitely on purpose.
Uh-huh, you genius.
I made sure to describe her just right. So pervert Carlos here.
So you went to Alia.
And she... Her favor for giving us the lion's mane was to get a ruby back from her sister.
Which we totally did successfully.
That's not true.
But she gave us the cure up front, mm-hmm. which is, I think, most of the reason we said yes, mm-hmm. at least in my mind.
Yeah.
And so she did that. We got cured. And then we went to a old abandoned warehouse to find her. An old axe warehouse. I don't know why there's so many axes in a mining place, but didn't think about that last time.
Well, the warehouse
maybe that's
was
why they went out of business.
Yeah, they were axed. That's why their business was axed.
Yeah.
It's the future, Gene. Axes.
And then we talked for a bit about what to do because the sister was just like holding the ruby up in the air in the middle of this abandoned warehouse with like some dudes around her. And obviously the solution was to set all of the drugs on fire and like smoke them out.
Or smoke them up.
Both.
Well, this is my favorite part of the plan. Is that you lit all of the drugs on fire, threw them in the room, and then promptly ran in. So you were smoking something out and then ran into the den that you were smoking out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
In fairness, most of us were still very high. This was a very good idea at the time.
It was.
Yeah.
I wasn't high, but I was overexcited.
And you were the first one in the door, if I remember correctly.
No, I flew through a window.
Okay.
You're the only one who used the door, even That's though you true. Wouldn't yeah. let me undo the tripwire.
I thought it was going to be a bell, but it was then this huge thing that almost fell on me, but...
It's just like I actively tried to get rid of it, and you were like, no, leave it. No, leave it. I was like, okay.
Squeege cast command.
Yeah.
On the sister and had her drop the ruby.
And it shattered.
When we learned it was a fire elemental.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, the entire time.
Elemental stone. Wah, absolutely. Wah, wah. And there was a fire elemental cast in the middle of the room. among all these smoking drugs as well.
We had to fight it. It was so hard.
You chose to run in there and just start murdering.
No, we did. Oh, God, people died.
Oh, yeah. You killed people who were just sitting in a room.
Be fair, I did not kill anyone.
I did. I killed many people.
I was confused. I understand now that when you ask for initiative, that doesn't mean that we're automatically in a fight.
Uh-huh.
That was my assumption.
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought was going on. And I forgot that I could say non-lethal because I wasn't expecting them to have such few hit points that like, I would crucially kill them with one arrow.
Right.
I've made some choices. Choices were made. Things were learned.
I don't know if you play this way. Can ranged attacks be non-lethal?
No.
I didn't believe so.
Ranged attacks do have to kill, but you don't have to make a lethal choice.
Cool. Well, we're all learning. That's life is
yeah,
all about learning.
Which we would have talked about then if you would have said non-lethal. We would have.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. You were set out for blood.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I just assumed that we needed to kill some bodyguards. I didn't think that they would. Whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it's all good. The fire elemental was in the middle of the room. You were dealing with them. Squeege, you went to chase the sister of Alia, who's Walia or Walla. She seemed to elude your hunt.
Yeah. And I think I was the only player at the table that still thought that she had that gem.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like a fake thing that she had in her hand, but she still has the other
the real
one. I don't
one.
Know. I totally believed it. As a player, I believed it. And as a character, I really believed it.
But she was, we couldn't find her.
Find her. I kept looking and looking.
Even after the fire elemental was destroyed.
Fire elemental.
I like that though. That's
fire elemental, yeah.
My assumption would be that a stone containing a fire elemental would be worth more in this society than a ruby, but I don't know if that's true.
I would think so.
I think that she would use that as a decoy.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I'm thinking of it in this moment.
Yeah.
So after the fight ended, unless there's anything you wanted to add.
Oh, no, I was just going to discuss that further. I was just thinking, well, then why would she call it a ruby if it was just like a red crystal? She should have just called it a red crystal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, tell us any more details if they're relevant.
Yeah.
But that never happens when you get a mission. Someone always withholds something. So then you fight a thing.
I think something's wrong with her.
Oh, she's shady.
Yeah.
As heck.
Oh, she's so shady.
True. She is hot, though.
She is hot, though.
Like, let's not forget the important thing.
Crunk!
You did return to her mansion. And when there...
After I dumped a bucket of water on the fire elemental.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. That was an awesome kill. You crit on that roll
I
as
did.
Well, I believe.
It was great.
Like, a lot.
That
it was
wonderful.
Intense.
You crit a lot, yes.
Well, this is a sneak attack and a crit.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it was great. So yeah, you dispatched the fire elemental. You went to Alia's mansion in which she said you did not return the favor. You still owe me one.
And we agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we ended the adventure. Like usual, we are going to start on the next day as your shift on the long walk begins. The scene opens with the usual look. The day shift is standing around the barracks. Today, they looking disheveled. They had a hard day. It also seems that everyone is especially quiet, as no one is speaking.
Gentle enters the room, like, backwards, because they're talking to the person behind them, which is Zipper, and in mid-sentence going like, wait, so is Gabriel your sugar daddy now? How is this work?
Well, he's not my dad.
No, but does he, like, I don't know, does he give you things? He has money.
No, I just met him. We just hung out at a pumpkin. For all I know, he owns milk and pumpkins.
Yeah, but that sounds... He sounds like the kind of eccentric rich person who would, like, I don't know, pay you money to, like, look at your feet or something. You should look into this. You know?
What? No, he seems so nice, and kind and lonely and sad. He's been like catfished a lot. Like a lot.
More than once is troubling.
Yeah. I'm thinking that maybe he's just too naive. You know? Like just too soft. He's just a soft boy.
Yes, yes. Naive enough to pay you for things that you would just normally do.
Why would I ask him to do that?
Because then you would get paid for them?
But why would I want to get paid for him to look at my feet?
Because you don't have to do anything and you have free money. And he thinks he's happy. Everyone happy.
But can't I just make somebody really happy? And I don't want to lie to this new friend. Why would I want to lie to a new person?
I mean, you're not lying. You're just showing them. The feet was just an example.
Yeah,
you could
do like a wig or like an eye.
Yeah, or like
something like the same.
You know, pop a balloon or something. People have weird things that they're into.
Like hobbies?
Sure, like hobbies. Yes. That is what I mean.
That's not
talking about hobbies.
Gentle, as you say that, you turn around and your gaze falls on Kale, who's normally quite boisterous and loud. Today he looks exhausted, dirty. There's a smear of blood across his armor. You see him staring deep into the fire in front of him.
So Gentle, like, turned around, ready to do all the weird, like, handshakes and fist bumps that they normally do, and they stop and they go, "Oof, rough day."
You hear him say under his breath, I didn't see it.
Well, what did you see?
We lost Momet today. She was a strong fighter, a great guard. She died with grace and dignity. And you see the other guards around all looking at their feet as they start taking off their armor.
Do you need anything? Like, do you guys want any?
Is there food or soup, or is there something?
Yeah, there's soup on the fire.
I also thought to give them food.
Yeah, I'm just gonna feed them because I don't know how to handle sad feelings.
As they're doing that, Craig is gonna kind of burst in through the door. I did it. It was me. I did it.
What did you do, Craig?
Oh, I talked to that lady.
The lady that you've been talking about?
Yeah. And then he's going to kind of survey the room and realize that it's kind of a mellow tone. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
Good idea.
Okay, sorry.
Someone died.
Someone died?
Yeah, it was...
Not someone, Momet.
Do we know, have we met Momet or seen Momet before?
You don't know her personally by any means, but you definitely are aware that she's a member of the guard.
Momet died.
Oh.
Gentle's gonna reach into their pocket to pull out that flower that they stole from Cypress's place and just kind of set it down in Cal's lap and go, very sorry for your loss.
Cal picks it up and you see him looking at it. We were called to the 13th marker. You know, it looked like your routine Noit infestation. They got her.
Do you know what it was?
Did you see it?
See it? I just heard a scream and then this deafening silence. By the time I found her body, her spirit had returned to the island.
What did it look like? Her body? How did she die?
Roll a charisma of some kind for me.
As soon as she asked that question, I want Squeech to walk in. He didn't hear any of the conversation. He just sees that they're all standing around like silently, like looking at each other, like during that pause. And he just like, fake farts. Hey, bonus, what's going on?
God damn it. Gentle just gives him like the hand across the throat thing. And, be like,
and I'll go over to Squeege and be like, the same thing. I didn't read the room.
Hey, how's your date? How'd your date go?
It's good, but we'll talk about it later. Someone's
well, fill me in.
One of the gods died.
What? Which god?
Momat.
Woohoo?
Momat.
Wilmet?
God damn it. I don't know. I didn't know her. Momat died, though.
Oh, okay. I retract my thought. He puts his hand up, and he, like, looks at all the other guards. I retract my thought. Please continue. My condolences.
I rolled a 13.
Can you ask it again, what you asked?
How did she die?
Don't know. I didn't see it. Didn't see it happen, but her body was beaten.
Is it look like bludgeoning? I'm trying to figure out what hurt her so we can hurt it.
He looks down and he goes, you are good guards, despite whatever.
Despite what they say about us? Is
Wait,
that...
despite what?
Despite...
Sorry, didn't mean to burst in on this conversation.
No, there's rumors.
Oh, yeah.
Like good ones?
But I know, I see you guys come in every day, relatively on time.
Well, yeah, I know.
Not fair.
Was she on outside the wall or on top of the wall when it happened?
It was outside the wall.
I'm sorry that we have to keep asking difficult questions. You said when you found her body, was it far away from the group?
Yeah, she had been separated.
And there were no tracks or...
Not that I could see, not while we were out there.
saw her bludgeoned body. You know, I often remind myself that I'm lucky just to have this scar.
He's so sensitive right now, and I love it. He's usually so much.
But he still brought it up.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like this guy brings it up every time he gets a chance. Hope he doesn't give the eulogy. Probably going to bring up a scar.
He would put the U in eulogy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Craig, I gave Craig a high five.
I don't put my hand up because I know a high five is not the right time. Right,
don't leave me hanging.
Social cues.
Don't leave me hanging, Craig. Come on, Craig. You know what
and
this
I'll
means.
Give him a slow high five.
Okay, that's fine. Bye.
Cal, thank you so much for sharing all you know with us. I think that you probably need to go home and get some rest. I don't want you to sit with this any longer than you need to.
So Gentle moves slowly to, like, telegraph their motions, because normally they, like, try to give him nuggies or, like, mm-hmm. you know, do stuff. So Gentle, like, holds up their hand and, like, slowly reaches to the top of his head and, like, pets him.
He smiles a little bit and he goes, you know what I really need?
Yeah.
Is a drink. I'm going to head to the Jingle Tavern.
Oh, I would say the Bottomless Cup. I know a lot of people there. If you go there and tell them what happened and tell them Craig sent you, they'll probably give you a few drinks for free.
Roll persuasion.
Ooh, minus one. 10.
You know, I might just do that. Guys, come on, let's go.
Yes, ask for Quofan.
Quofan?
Yes, he's a gnome. He's the barkeep.
Well, I'll tell him Craig sent me.
Good.
Don't tell anyone that I sent you, though.
I don't think he was going to.
Don't do that.
I don't even know your name.
Wait, really?
Damn. That's cool, buddy. We work together. We've been guards for a long time.
Are you joking? Are you joking?
We didn't know Mamat's name.
I knew Mamat. Squeege thinks back of, like, the first time he met Mamat, the second time. He's had a crush on this person for, like, a very long time.
He doesn't even respond to you, and he walks out of the door.
As he passes, there's, like, a portrait that someone painted, and it's, like, Squeege is right next to this person.
Gentle just reaches out and, like, pets whichever guards, like, pass close by them as they leave, and, like, tries to make comforting purring sounds in their throat, because they don't know what else to do.
One of them smiles back at you. The others give you a weird, like, what? Continue walking.
The really nice thing I did was not try to pick any of their pockets. Wasn't the moment.
So now you are alone in the barracks.
I haven't heard of a fellow guard member losing a life.
Me neither. I was just going to say, I thought that people only died,
from old age?
Yeah, or from illness. I was really scared when you guys were sick. I thought you guys were going to die, like, right away.
We literally just killed people.
Yeah, but they die. But we don't die.
You know, her logic makes sense.
Yeah.
We haven't died yet.
No.
So therefore we can't.
People I know, I don't know. And also,
until
I don't...
Until proven.
I don't think I kill people. I don't kill people. Did you know that about me? I just put them to sleep.
Forever.
So did I. They just don't ever wake up again.
No, they're fine. Or they're like, they're...
Can you send them to a farm?
I feel like sleep has to involve breathing, though.
Yeah.
You should add that. You should
breathe.
Add that in there.
Just like when you put... Never mind.
Craig is going, like, through his, like, very small mental memory of all the battles we've had, and he comes up and goes, you know, you haven't, have you?
No, Zipper's never killed a person.
Huh.
Yeah.
Welcome to that news, guys.
Well, I mean, I don't like to do it either, but
I just injure them till they can't, like, hurt anybody else.
So do I, technically.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I'm just saying that I'm not really used to death. The only person that I know that died meant a lot to me. And this person who died meant a lot to somebody.
People who die always mean a lot to somebody.
That's why I try not to kill people.
That's a good thing. Don't lose that, Zipper.
Okay.
But also, let's kill the thing that killed her, right?
Yeah.
I
want
to hurt
right?
it. So it can't hurt anything else. Or put it in a...
To sleep forever.
Yeah.
Right, guys? I wink at everyone, not Zipper.
Like, roll stealth.
19.
Oh, yeah. Zipper, you don't see this.
I'm just, like, scratching at the dirt with my foot.
So anyway, Craig, how was your date?
Oh,
Segway.
It was really good, actually. It wasn't as, I wouldn't call it a date.
Yeah, more of a side story.
Yeah, exactly. Almost, I've heard the term cutaway or like a Family Guy cutaway.
I wish we could see that right now.
You see Craig sitting at the bar of the Bottomless Cup, his usual bar when he was a minor, but he still frequents when he can. And there's a large Goliath woman. If you think way back to the first stream, this is where he started, that he was kind of like glancing over. But this time he like finishes up his drink and he pushes the stool back and he actually heads over to her direction. And she's a probably like 7 foot tall, long black hair, grayish skin, not rocky like his, but just kind of that dull gray, tattoos all over her face. And she was a minor as well. And her name is Moagio, but everybody calls her Mog.
Just to determine how hot she is, how much does she look like Isma from the prisoner group?
Young Isma?
Scale of one to Isma.
Probably like -5.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So he goes up to her and he kind of looks at her. And his colors right now are like a orangish yellow kind of spectrum. And he kind of goes up and he kind of saddles in next to her and he goes, Hi, Mog.
Roll charisma.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
8.
What?
Oh, you know nothing.
Hey, we come back, come back.
Wow.
So it went really well. I, you know, I talked to her. She spoke back to me.
Yeah, that sounds,
That's better than last time.
Yeah, I've never spoken to her before.
Come to last time. He's just throwing up on
no,
himself.
Yeah, it's throwing up, but he's outside of the bar just going like, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it?
Stupid.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm slowly getting there.
You are making progress.
Yeah. Next time you'll share a drink together, I know it.
Oh.
Put your head between your knees. Okay. Breathe. Deeply.
I don't think we're there yet.
Okay.
That's fine. You don't have to be.
Okay.
So your time in the barracks continues like this for another hour or two. Are you continuing to talk or play cards? What are you guys doing? Let's say an hour-ish has passed.
I think Zipper is sitting down next to Craig with the book, The Pigeon's Call, and they're just kind of going over the first page of the book. It was a sunny day. It was a sunny day, and it's a picture of a really happy landscape and like a little sun with like a little happy face.
And I'm trying my best to try to learn how to read. Do you want me to make a roll for that?
Yeah, let's
see
do
how
it.
Much I pick up. Wow, 19 minus 1 though, so 18.
Yay!
You got its.
It's.
I-T-S. And what's that little dotty thing above it?
It's an apostrophe. But okay, this is how I remember it. It's this little upper that makes something own something else. So it's like a high class person that's like, you're mine now. But to the thing. So it's the thing.
Like the woman we met.
If it's wrong, it's wrong, right?
Are you going to correct me? Like, Gentle opens their mouth.
Oh, okay. Because I know what it is now. It's not possessive.
Gentle, like, opens their mouth and it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, so she's teaching it to you, but it's based on what she knows. So it's not going to be right, but you're going to know what that word is.
Yeah, and I'm going to use it incorrectly so much.
What are you two doing?
Squeege is actually on one of the bunks, and he's using his knife to carve Mamet's, what's that? That's her name? Mamet's name. I imagine there's something whenever one of the soldiers falls, I picture it in my head that they write their name above the bunk beds, so it, like, it looks down on them, protecting them.
There are many names written into this post. well, or this area. Because over the years, guards do fall. It is a dangerous job, girl. Is Gentle doing anything else? Helping Reed?
Probably not helping. probably just reading their own book.
Okay.
It's like, oh, it's reading time. Okay.
I think, Squeege, you would probably be the one then to hear this. You hear a light tap at the front door.
Do people usually not knock on these doors, right?
Guards wouldn't knock.
Yeah, they
would
just
come
in. So Squeege like perks up. He stabs his knife into the ceiling and he jumps down and he walks over to the door cautiously, like opens it up a crack.
And in front of you, you see a fire genasi. You look him over and you go, oh, this is Cypress. I remember you.
Oh, hey, Cypress. Come on in. Come on in.
And he says, hey, man, how are you doing?
Can we do a cool handshake thing?
Let's roll sleight of hand. 13.
10.
Cypress goes for something cooler.
Squeege knows that he is not down when he tries to do it. Like, in his head, he's like, oh, I hope he doesn't do the thing that I haven't. Oh, I hope he doesn't. And he does it. Oh. And then, like, Squeege just apologizes halfway through it.
Sorry
about that.
Hey, practice makes perfect, man.
Okay.
Can I come in?
Yeah, for sure. Come on in.
He walks in. He goes, hey.
Oh, hello, fellow.
Hello, Cypress.
You two look much better than last time I saw you.
Yes.
Yes, we got some help from Alia.
Side note, Craig, what were you going to say? Fellow what?
I was going to say Genasi.
But that would be weird, right?
Yeah, it would.
That would be like, hello, fellow
Puerto Rican. Hello, fellow Puerto Rican.
Hello, Ty.
I like how you call your Craig caught himself.
He's wise, just not smart.
Oh, no, that is not good.
Cypress, good to see you.
Yeah, you look much better.
Yes,
we saw Alia. She did help us.
Yeah. Ironically, that's why I'm here.
Because we did not help her quite as much.
Nah, she still needs that favor. She asked me to deliver you this.
Do you work for her?
Let's just say I, too, owe her a favor.
Oh, is this your favor?
And he's holding up a folded up piece of parchment.
Craig takes it and hands it to Zipper.
Zipper nods. and she excitedly opens it up.
And you read it?
Yeah.
Do you read it aloud?
Yes.
Just make it easier, but you don't have to.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Okay.
It's you're gonna read it.
Yeah,
I don't know
if you read
it
aloud, I'm just gonna read it.
Perfect,
otherwise,
good.
I'm gonna email
like,
it to you.
No.
But will you read it in Zipper's voice?
Yeah.
No. Oh, God. Wait, give me Zipper's voice.
This is Zipper's voice.
This is Zipper's voice.
That's
okay.
Pretty
good.
Yeah. Anyway.
My dear guards.
I'm going to just pontificate when you do it.
I trust that you are feeling well, strong, fit, and capable of defending our proud kingdom. Unfortunately, I am not at my strongest, and I need your help to get me there. I have a delivery that shall not pass through the gates. I need you to fetch them for me and bring them through without notice. Please don't let my little friends get hurt on their way in. They're very precious to me. When you receive the signal at the 13th marker in about 2 hours, you will know what to do. Once you complete this simple errand, I will consider your debt repaid. With love, the Baroness, Alia.
I was mouthing it the entire time. You're welcome.
I might not be the smartest, but the 13th marker is where the person died.
Momet, yes.
Yes, Momet. See, I can't remember her name, but I do know that.
Oh, man, this is messed up. This is first way at work, right? First way at work.
Yeah.
Second, someone died.
Yeah.
This feels a little shady, right?
Like an ominous day.
Thank
like a
you,
duck.
Cypress, for...
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm out of here.
Yes, thank you for delivering this message.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye, Cypress.
We'll need to talk sometime.
Yeah, man. Walks out the door.
Say hello to Gary.
I will. Bye.
I thought perhaps we would not want to have this conversation in front of
him. That's fair. So I was thinking, though, that I feel like last time when we just left our post, we probably shouldn't have done that. So I don't know if we should do this now because we're working, like you said. But if the 13th marker goes up, then, I mean, we technically have to go, right?
Perhaps I am wrong, but I thought that was the implication that she was making, was that we would get the sign from the marker.
It does say when you receive the signal at the 13th marker in about 2 hours, you will know what to do.
I would say we probably want to be extra cautious, though. I do not know if what we are picking up from her is related to what happened with the guard earlier, but it does seem like it is a potentially dangerous area.
Do we know, as guards, that only guards light the markers?
Yes.
Okay, so she has... How can she light a marker?
She probably has guards working for her like she's asking us to.
How deep does her web go? What does she know? The Baroness's eyes around us.
And I'm going to, like, walk out and I'm going to, like, look at it. Like, who's there? Like, a guard? Is there more guards other than us?
No, it's just you in the barracks.
I'm going to walk out of the barracks.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a guard. I'm suspiciously looking at them because now everybody's on my list. I think that everybody is shady.
You see a guard who's clearly off duty, yeah, leaned against a post, like eating a sandwich.
And I walk over to him and I slap that sandwich out of his head. I'm on to you. And I backwards walk back into the room.
I mean, she is a rich person. She pays people to do jobs for her. That is not normal in this kingdom?
Yeah, it's pretty normal in any kingdom, I think, probably, right?
Is that what rich people do? I know a rich person.
I'm new to whole kingdom life.
Yeah.
No, rich people like to pay other people to do their work.
I feel like we can go down there, though, and just, like, investigate. Because, honestly, guys, I kind of want to investigate what happened down there.
Me too.
Yeah, but if if Alia's friend or whoever we're getting this from is the one that killed Moma, that's...
Well, this is quite the big jump you were making. Because if...
I feel like the connections are lining up, though.
I think that...
And if I'm picking that up...
That they're super blatant. Because I get it.
The meanest thing.
No, it's not mean. I get it.
Craig was the one that said it first.
Yeah. I'm just supporting Craig.
If Craig gets it, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to this guard was hours ago, and it is not for another couple hours that we're supposed to do this. They are not necessarily related, but I do agree we should be cautious.
I think that guard, they were beaten to death. So whatever we're expecting, I mean, that might be a bludgeoning thing. I don't know if it was magical, but I want to go and see.
So she said in the letter that we need to bring her friends in.
Oh, yeah, her friends.
So if her friends are out there, they could have been the ones that beat that person to death. Possibly.
Sure, anything is possible. I think it was a delivery. Was it little friends or just regular friends?
She said little friends, I think.
Do you want me to read it again?
Yes.
I can read that part again.
Yeah.
I have a delivery that shall not pass through the gates. I need you to fetch them for me and bring them through without notice. Please, don't let my little friends get hurt on their way in. They're very precious to me.
Are we smuggling animals? Do you think it's like a little creatures?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Or maybe Momat saw something she wasn't supposed to see.
Or maybe there's nothing we can know about this until we actually go out and experience it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Just go.
Let's go.
I feel like I'm going to make a decision in the moment anyways, so, like, let's just go.
Yes,
out there.
I would like to investigate the area, which we cannot do until we are summoned over there. So it is, in a way, a good thing for us to go over there.
Yeah, I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just trying to prepare for what we might find.
Can we all be walking there right now?
Like, we've been having this conversation on the way.
If you want to, she did say...
She said to wait for her remark.
But
yeah,
you can,
but we can
now.
Go look.
Squeech kind of wants to just get there now, and just like we could just wait for them now. I guess when I heard the letter, it sounded like she'll tell us in a couple hours. It doesn't mean like don't get there until a couple hours.
But I mean, we're not supposed to leave here unless a marker's lit. If we just leave without a marker being lit, that could draw suspicion on us.
I'll get a ride up.
That's true. But
if,
like,
something attacks and we don't see it. At the same time, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if we just go there, people would understand.
Why don't you go?
Someone just died.
Someone just died there. They'd understand.
Maybe we could leave like half an hour early.
I know what I'll do. I read it in a book. We're going to go now.
And Zipper races around. I'm going to, you know, in Home Alone when they do the decoys and they have like little decoys going through by the window. I want to make that.
You're going to put Home Alone or you're going to put Michael Jordan on a train.
Yes,
I will absolutely assist with this.
Okay. I think that's roll deception. And if you're helping, she gets advantage.
Deception, it is 15.
Okay. You think it looks perfect.
I am always happy to help with deception.
Squeech sees what Zipper's doing, and he puts a bunch of pillows on his bunk. And what's taking him so long to do is he's trying to move the pillows in a position where it looks like he's sleeping, but also giving you the finger at the same time. just gotta put this thing right here. And
you know, the way he always sleeps.
Does that look like I'm flicking him off?
Yeah. Craig is going to head out of the barracks and look for any rocks that are around.
Roll investigation.
Put googly eyes on it.
15.
Yeah, you find a pretty big rock.
All right, I'm going to carry it back inside and set it down and then just wipe my hands.
They'll never know. I love it so much.
He writes the Craig on it.
I can't write.
Zipper writes Craig on it.
And if anybody tries to touch it, I go, no, it's perfect.
We're really good at things.
Yeah.
So you head towards the 13th marker now. Do you bring your horses? Do you walk? How do you go there?
If we have 2 hours, we can probably walk, right?
I mean, that's a pretty quick walk, I guess. No, no, you'd get there. It's only a couple of miles away from you because you're in the middle of the wall and it's 22 miles.
Oh, that would take a long time.
No, but if you're in the middle.
We're in the middle. Oh,
so 10 miles is still a long time.
No, it'd be.
The 13th marker if we're in the middle, so we'd only be 2 miles.
Oh, okay. 2 miles. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, we could walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casually stroll.
So
and it's
you're
better to walk.
Casually strolling.
For the environment?
No! So race is efficient because of our horses.
Oh, that's horse exhaust.
No, but also the environment.
It's also better for the environment. I learned this at my pediatrician's.
I live Squeege, guys.
So that's my question, though. Are you sneaking? How are you approaching this? You are running an errand for a civilian right now, you know, like, so how are you approaching this task?
Could we play it off like we're just kind of patrolling, looking out over the wall, just kind of like making it seem like we're keeping an eye out for things?
That's not our job, though. I almost wonder if it would be smarter to go with like 80% truth. Like, a guard died.
It sounds like no one knows anyone here, though. Like, the night shift and the day shift don't even know each other. You know what I mean? And we see each other often. Like, I don't think anyone would know who we are.
Question, though. We're not the only night shift. Is there a post every mile?
So there's watch guards every mile who are in the watchtowers. But then there's three major walls to the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
So there's three other night shift guards on each wall.
Okay.
You're on the long walk, so you're on the longest wall.
So no one that we probably work directly with will probably see us, but
except for the watch guards.
The watch guards on top. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, like, if I feel like if we talk to the watch guards and we're like, hey, has anyone seen the area where Mehmet died? Like, while we're here, we kind of wanted to, like, scope it out and try to figure something out. I feel like other guards would understand wanting to help out.
Yeah, guys, if anyone asks, we just say that they're putting extra guards on because a soldier just died last
extra
night.
Guards.
That's all we gotta say. Extra security.
I'll try my best.
Wait, what do you mean you try your best?
The thing is, I'm not good at lying.
Yeah, but you did the whole rock thing. That's a lie. That's a lie that sticks.
Oh, don't tell him
that. That was fun. This is the seat.
Okay, just look real serious then.
I will, but my colors probably will not show that. But they don't know what those mean, probably.
So, with the wall, there's like a rope ladder that you can go down from the top, but isn't there like a way down from the bottom? Or like a way through the wall at the bottom?
There are gates at the bottom, yeah, every mile or so.
How about, Craig, you and whoever else just stays down at the gate and, like, one of us who doesn't mind lying goes up and talks to the watch guards. Then you will not have to be deceitful.
All right. I will be a beacon.
I don't know if anyone knows what the colors of your rocks necessarily mean if they don't know you.
Yeah, and how does being bacon help anyone?
Beacon.
Oh, man. Oh. I wish I was bacon.
So you make your walk, and you approach the 13th marker.
And the whole time, Craig's color is like a vibrant yellow. Just like, not pulsating, but just like a very vibrant yellow.
Do you like shine like a nightlight? Like,
if it's dark outside, you can see me from a ways, probably. The stronger my emotion, the brighter I shine. So like, if I'm just like neutral, it's just a very dull blue. Uh-huh. Like, you probably couldn't see it from very far, but Craig is fucking nervous right now. Mm-hmm. So like, he's shining pretty brightly yellow.
Gentle is like picking up on this, like the brighter yellow he gets as they go. And is finally like, dang, we need to buy you a cloak or something.
I don't believe in clothes.
In clothes.
I mean,
you and that fast guy.
He's not naked right now, though, right?
No, I just have like very old like clothing that's very probably
old bikini on. Okay, so you are walking down the wall towards the 13th marker. As you get closer, you see that the watchmen on guard are Bill and Pet.
Yeah.
They look over the ledge and you see, you think it's Bill, maybe it's Ted, put their elbows on the railing and look over and say, hey, what are y'all doing here?
I brought you snacks.
Snacks?
Yeah, let me come up.
Squeech looks over at Zipper very quickly.
Roll deception.
That wasn't the plan.
Zipper doesn't kill people, but she likes lying to them. Oh, God. I'm just distracting them for you guys. That is going to be a 9.
Snacks? You're not supposed to bring us snacks. You're supposed to be on guard.
But did you hear what happened? I thought that you would need some emotional support. You're all by yourself.
Well, I do have Bill here with me.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
I have snacks in my bag.
Squeege leans over to Craig. It's just like, oh, now I know which one's Bill and then which one's Pat.
Craig is like looking off over the wall, just like shuffling his feet, trying to not make eye contact with anybody.
Here, give us a moment so we can come up and stop shouting.
Yeah, come on up.
Okay, Gentle's going to go up with Zipper. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Squeege is going up or staying.
Or going to investigate. Or
Squeege will go up. Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you climb up the wall and up the watchtower, and you are now in the lookout point where you see, you know, it's a bit messy. The two were not expecting company. They have the giant crossbow next to them. It's lit. They have the fire pit that is usually lit when you approach a tower, but it's still out. There's a small torch sitting next to them. There's a deck of cards sitting out, and you see Bill like push the deck of cards aside. Like, we're just doing our job, watching out.
Gentle immediately goes for like a chest bump, like handshake thing with them because they've done it before.
Yeah, let's roll. What do you think that would be? We've done sleight of hand on that before, so let's do sleight of hand again.
Cool, 21.
Oh yeah, and you lead this thing, and it's very cool.
Yeah, Gentle's great at those.
Like,
I think
yeah.
At least a quarter of my roles in this game have been like weird handshakes.
So you said something happened?
Oh yeah, you know what told you the news?
Did you hear about the day shift?
Have a seat. I have jerky, and I'm gonna start taking out stuff, and I hand him like a piece of just jerky.
He takes it and takes a bite.
And it's
out of
good.
It.
It's
pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's fine. It's jerky. She
it's
made
jerky.
It.
It's jerky. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's salty. It's meat.
Momet. Are you familiar with Momet?
Oh, Momet, yes.
She was killed today. On this marker.
Here?
Yes.
You see Ted hit Bill.
Told you we shouldn't have been playing cards. Do I notice that?
Yeah.
Oh. Squeege's eyes get really wide. So you guys working like a double right now? What's going on here?
No. We're just, you know, should be making sure we don't let anything pass.
Well, yeah, but like, so you were here this morning?
No.
Can I roll insight?
Yeah.
Okay. 13.
You see that they both look nervous.
Listen, it is maybe slightly unconventional, but we relieved the day shift and saw how they were feeling about Momet, and we... kind of wanted to come and maybe scope out the area. They didn't get a chance to really, they don't know what did this to her. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get a chance to really assess the scene.
Okay, roll persuasion.
25.
You see them look at each other again and then look at Gentle. And they say, yeah, we totally get it. We'll keep an eye out from up here if you want to go out there and look around.
I appreciate that very much.
Squeege kind of squints a little bit, but then realizes like he can't be upset right now. Like, now, yeah. Now is not the time. Yeah, gentlemen, just stick to your station.
We will. We got our eyes out on the horizon. Not a thing will go by.
I want them both to go, station.
I realize there's a couple stoner characters today.
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple. So Gentle gives them that like bro-y, like half hug, like, uh-huh. back pat thing, and then heads back down to Crag.
How did they go?
They're fine with this. They understand.
They're on to you, Crag.
He starts going even more.
Oh, even he's going more light on fire.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Crag is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.